Kind of nice having breakfast without the kids for a change, huh?
Yes. I thought you'd probably want a good breakfast today. I mean, it's kind of an important day for you, isn't it? Isn't this the day you have your conference with Pollock?
Yes, that's right. Big deal.
I imagine it is a pretty big deal. For them, anyway. What exactly do you think you'll be doing in your new job? You haven't really told me much about it.
Well, haven't I? Well, I think this whole thing is about Knox getting ready to buy up one of those really big computers. Even bigger than the 500. Didn't I tell you about that?
No. Why don't you tell me now?
Well, you know, basically it's just a big fast adding machine. Only instead of mechanical parts, you see, you've got thousands of individual vacuum tubes.
Oh, I see. At least I think I see. Yes, it's really kind of interesting, isn't it?
I don't know. Yeah, I guess it is kind of interesting in a way.
You should value what you do, Frank. You're obviously good at it.
I guess I'd better be getting started, huh? Listen, though, April, this was really nice. I mean, it was a swell breakfast, really. I don't know when I've ever had a nicer breakfast.
Thank you. I enjoyed it, too.
Je sais pas s'il va amener le CD aujourd'hui. Peut-être qu'il va pas venir du tout. On peut aller chez Virgin cet après-midi. Il a acheté ? Qu'en dis-tu ? Qu'est-ce qui se passe ? Qu'est-ce qu'il y a ? Han ? Coucou ? C'est moi. Anne, qu'est-ce qui se passe? Anne, qu'est-ce qui se passe? Qu'est-ce qu'il y a? Thank you. Anne, chérie, je t'en prie. Anne, regarde-moi. Mais qu'est-ce qu'il y a? Qu'est-ce qu'il y a?
Dearest, I feel certain that I'm going mad again. I feel we can't go through another of these terrible times, and I shan't recover this time. I begin to hear voices and can't concentrate. So I am doing what seems to be the best thing to do.
Je peux te prendre une tarte, j'en ai tellement envie.
T'en veux pas une entière ?
Non, non, juste une tarte. Moi aussi, j'ai une grande nouvelle à t'annoncer. Mon mari et moi, on se sépare. Je vais divorcer.
Divorcer ? Faut vous paraissiez si... Je sais pas, moi, si soudé.
Ouais, 25 ans de vie commune, bah tu vois, il s'est trouvé une autre nana. Voilà.
Ah merde. Je suis désolé.
Non, mais t'en fais pas pour moi, je pense ça très bien. De toute façon, nous les femmes, après 40 ans, on est bonnes à jeter à la poubelle.
Comment tu peux dire ça? Surtout toi.
C'est la vérité, c'est tout. T'en vois souvent, toi, des femmes qui quittent leur mari à mon âge?
Mais évidemment, il y en a plein.
Dans les films.
Je suis sûr que tu vas retrouver quelqu'un, il n'y a pas de raison.
Penses-tu?
Pourquoi pas?
Je te trouve bien naïf, soudain. Avec qui tu veux que je refasse ma vie? Avec un vieux? Non, merci.
Avec un jeune, alors, si t'aimes pas les vieux.
Comme si je vais me mettre avec un jeune. C'est pas mon genre. Tu sais, c'est pas si grave, ma vie n'est pas foutue pour autant. Au fond, je m'y étais préparée. Et puis, je suis pas à plaindre. J'ai la chance d'avoir une vie intellectuelle bien remplie. Ça me suffit pour être heureuse.
Vraiment?
Ah oui, vraiment?
Quelle sagesse.
Oh, I'm sorry, Frank, but I just really don't feel like talking about it.
All right, then what should we talk about, April?
Would it be all right if we didn't talk about anything? I mean, can't we just take each day as it comes and do the best we can and not feel like we have to talk about everything all the time?
I don't think I'm suggesting that we talk about everything all the time. Look, my point is we've both been under a strain. We ought to be helping each other out as much as we can right now. And God knows my own behavior's been pretty weird lately. As a matter of fact, there is something I'd like to tell you about. I've been with a girl a few times. In the city. A girl I hardly even know. It was nothing to me. But it's over now. Really over. And if I weren't sure of that, I guess I could never have told you about it.
Why did you?
Baby, I don't know. I think it's a simple case of wanting to be a man again after all that abortion business. Some kind of neurotic, irrational need to prove something.
No, I don't mean why did you have the girl. I mean, why did you tell me about it?
What do you mean?
I mean, what's the point? Is it supposed to make me jealous or something? Is it supposed to make me fall in love with you or back into bed with you or... Or what? I mean, what would you like me to say, Frank?
Why don't you say what you feel, April?
I don't feel anything.
In other words, you don't care what I do or who I fuck or anything, hmm?
No. J'ai bientôt fini. Tu peux déjà mettre tes chaussures.
Merci. Tu ne prends pas de manteau? When I'm with him, I feel yes, I am living. And when I'm not with him, yes, everything does seem sort of silly. I don't mean with you. God. Never with you. All the rest of it.
Sally?
The rest of it. False comfort.
Because?
If you say to me, when were you happiest?
Mom.
Tell me the moment you were happiest.
I know, it was years ago.
Yeah.
All you're saying is, you were once young.
I remember one morning, getting up at dawn, there was such a sense of possibility. You know, that feeling? And I remember thinking to myself, so this is the beginning of happiness. This is where it starts. And of course, there'll always be more. Never occurred to me. It wasn't the beginning. It was happiness. It was the moment. Right then.